This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 22nd. God's word to you today is fresh and sweet. Our scripture reading is taken from John 2, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Dear woman, that's not our problem,' Jesus replied. 'My time has not yet come.'" The wine supply ran out during the festivities. We see from today's scripture reference that in this life, the wine or the wine supply can run out. Things cannot always be perfect. Sometimes things will not always go as we want it to go. At work, all the policies cannot favor you. Sometimes things will change off your feet. When these people were planning their wedding, they did not plan that the wine would run out. Who plans a wedding and plans that the food will finish? Nobody. But it did. Many times we think it is strange when the wine runs out. We think it is strange when things happen to us. We think it is strange when perhaps the wine runs out in the marriage and people do not fill the bubbles with their spouse anymore. People are quick to cry out, "Pastor, help. Help. I do not feel in love with my spouse anymore and I think there is a problem." I say, there is no problem. Go to Jesus and get back the wine. Wine can run out, but wine that runs out can be recreated. Go back and recreate the wine. Christ lives in you. If the wine runs out at your office or in your business, perhaps you are going through a financial challenge. It is not a problem. It is normal to life. We see from this story that Jesus was present at the wedding along with Jesus' mother, brothers, and disciples. We are not told the names of the couple, even though there have been a lot of speculations, but that is not our focus. The key thing is whoever they were, they surrounded themselves with people that can help them solve problems. They surrounded themselves, obviously, with people that can do things that they cannot do. They surrounded themselves with people that can take initiative. Who do you have? Who do you surround yourself with? If you surround yourself with people that are not going anywhere, people that are just critical and negative, before you know it, you yourself will become critical and negative. And when there is a problem, you do not get it solved because the people you have surrounded yourself with have poisoned you. You have to surround yourself with people that take initiative. Usually, there are four types of people. You and the people you surround yourself with are one of these four. The four types of people are the pessimists, the optimists, the analyst, and the executionist. Everyone at that wedding, everyone surrounding the couple was one of these four. Every single person around you is one of these four, and guess what? You are one of these four. We will be going through each type in tomorrow's devotional so that we can see ourselves very clearly and see the type we ought to be. Our focus today is on the fact that the wine can run out. However, we are not without hope because we have Jesus. We can run to him and trust him for new wine. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I bring my life before you today. In every area where the wine has run out, with or without my knowing, I ask that you create new wine in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.